Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Delegate Marcus Simon is talking with a lawyer representing one of the women to come forward with allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax about the potential of creating a special committee. If the General Assembly decides to create a committee, who should serve on it? And what should the outcome be?
Is it an opportunity for a public hearing versus a closed-door hearing? Is it meant to investigate, or is it meant to just to be a place for, you know, these folks who've come forward to deposit their evidence?
Senator Amanda Chase says she wants to make sure victims of sexual assault are not forced to tell their stories over and over again.
It's very painful. And I've walked with many women through those steps and that process. And the less number of times they have to repeat that story, the better. And so I want to make sure whatever process we use, that we're protecting the victims.
A special committee would also let lawmakers put this issue aside for now and finish the legislative session, then circle back around and get to the bottom of allegations against the lieutenant governor. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.